to be at the feast of St. Joseph, let us seek out our beloved saint for his beatitude, blessed are the feast members, and we shall be called the sons of God. By this dear Father, our Lord set down the program for all Christians in terms of the eight beatitudes. The second commandment was the beatitude for today, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Let us learn from St. Thomas how it is that the peacemakers are in particular the sons of God. And let us see how this is related to the virtue of charity in the heart of St. Joseph. St. Augustine tells us that the whole perfection of our life is contained in this sermon of our Lord. In our modern world, for quite some time now, there has been a pervasive, though sincere belief that if we are to go to heaven, we must actively do good things. In the sense of good acts, acts that we can see ourselves doing, acts that we can measure in terms of encouragement to others, acts that we see and know are good, acts that they see as well. However, St. Thomas disabuses us of this notion by telling us that happiness is not something that comes from our efforts. It is not in the acquisition of exterior things, nor in the satisfaction of one or another desire. Contrary to what we may think, happiness is not to be found in the practice of virtues. This would be to confuse the means for the end. Our happiness is only to be found in God. Acquiring virtues in the soul are the means to this end, and therefore they are not sufficient. In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord speaks against all of these misunderstandings. Today is in the seventh one, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. It is commonly believed that the peacemakers are those who make peace, and therefore they are blessed. However, this is not so. They are blessed and will be called children of God because they seek to grow in love of God. St. John tells us, in his first episode, behold, what manner of charity the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called, and should be called, the sons of God. Therefore, the peacemakers are those who end up filled with the gift of divine charity, by which they are called the sons of God. Now, what is peace, and how do we come to it? Peace is the tranquility of order. Order is the arrangement allotting each thing to its proper place. So peace is found when all things and people are in their proper place. Firstly, man must be subject to God. Secondly, all other lower material creatures that God created should be subject to man. After all, the book of Genesis tells us that he was given dominion over them by his faculty of reason. But thirdly, man must have peace towards others. A person can be called a peacemaker if he establishes order in his relationship with God, then within himself, and lastly, with the others in the world. When everything is returned to this order established by God, we receive from him this precious gift of a heavenly peace in our souls. St. John tells us in his Gospel that this is a peace that the world can never produce. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Reported by St. John, the words of St. Jesus, chapter 14, verse 27. The work of a mediator for peace between two warring parties is no use unless it is in view of re-establishing the order that God himself has put in place. Obviously, a true and complete peace is something we can aspire to only in heaven. But here below, by striving to stay close to God, we can have the beginnings of a heavenly peace. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus promises us that the peacemakers will be called sons of God in the model of himself, who brought peace to the world by shedding his blood on the cross. Those who are peacemakers will have the duty of reconciling all to the Father. Peacemaking begins with ourselves. When we have peace in our souls, then we are ready to bring our neighbor to God. It is through peace with charity that one gets to heaven. So we see these as the work of justice indirectly, insofar as justice removes the obstacles to peace. But it is the work of charity directly, since charity, according to its very notion, brings people together and causes peace. In justice, we do the work of confessing sins, rejecting temptation, removing the obstacles to peace, and living a virtuous life. However, directly speaking, all this work should be motivated by our charity for God. St. Joseph is an exemplary model of one who is a peacemaker first in taking care of his relationship to God, then his own soul and body, and lastly, his relationship with his fellow man. He was called the just man by Holy Scripture. He showed that he had the virtue of justice by knowing his place before God, always being docile and calm to his inspirations, and taking care of the Holy Family entrusted to his care. He showed that he had the virtue of charity by his desire to take upon himself every difficulty necessary for the love of God and his family. St. Joseph is rightly called the peacemaker and a master of the interior life. We too can learn to develop this interior peace in our hearts. We too can strive to maintain an order in our lives based on the will of God for us. This may mean upheaval in our lives, but for the sake of peace in our souls and union with God, it will be worth it. With St. Joseph's help, we can also grow in charity, that true love of God that contains within itself the love of our neighbors. When we have this peace established by the proper ordering of things as God intended for it, then we can be peacemakers as the world understands. After the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord told us how we are to obtain this peace of soul. Ask, and it will be given to you. To learn how to ask for this great gift of our Lord with the proper dispositions of our souls, to examine thoroughly and confess our sins with contrition, let us turn to St. Joseph, his Father on earth, to whom he cannot refuse anything while now in heaven. St. Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.